Hi, Dr. Schneier. Continuing on pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Larry Roney, R-H-O-N-E-Y. This goes to the VA and to Island Cardiology on 130-124. Mr. Roney performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and there's a severe impairment in flow rates. Period, the air velocity index was less than 1. Period, the ratio of FEA 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8. Period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators, period, compared to a prior study dated 7-12-23. There's been no change, period, of paragraph impression. Severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next 6-minute walk test on same patient, Larry Roney. This goes to Ben Reese, comma, VA. On 130-124, Mr. Roney performed a 6-minute walk test, period, prior to ambulating. The room air saturation was 96%, period. Patient walked 439 meters in 6 minutes and saturation at the end of the study was 87%, period, and paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance with demonstrable hypoxemia, period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Susan Confer. This goes to Dr. Tai. On 130-124, Mrs. Confer performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period, prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was normal. And there's a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period, compared to a prior study dated 10-5-23. There's been no significant change, period. New paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next 6-minute walk test on James Waltz, WALTS. This goes to the VA. On 130-124, Mr. Waltz performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 98%, period. The patient walked 417 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 95%, period. New paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia, period. Next, the pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on the same patient, James Waltz. This goes to the VA on 130-124. Mr. Waltz performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired without significant airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity, period. Compared to a prior study dated 5-18-23, there's been no change, period. New paragraph impression, minimal restriction without airways obstruction and without bronchoreactivity, period. The forced vital capacity did normalize after bronchodilators, period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Diana Dell, D-E-L-L. This goes to Dr. Eisenhower. On 130-124, Mrs. Dell performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, period. There was no airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity, period. Compared to a prior study dated 8-9-23, there's been no change, period. No paragraph compression, normal study. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Timothy Robbins. This goes to Dr. Bocook. On 130-124, Mr. Robbins performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal without significant airways obstruction, no bronchoreactivity, period. Compared to a prior study dated 7-20-23, there's been no change, period, new paragraph impression, normal study, period. Thank you.